really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now. Realize.
Okay, welcome to the Investigative Journal, and I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for 2 solid hours. And I wanted to mention that the internet broadcasts are down today. RBN's internet service is down due to the ice storm in Texas. So we're going to be broadcasting. I'm broadcasting from a telephone, and also we're on shortwave, though. So we're on the shortwave and the low-powered FMs, 12.180, and we're going to continue on with the show because you can always tune in and get the show on RBN's free archives. That's 24/7. You get free archives on RBN. I did want to mention this before I get to my guests in the second segment. In February 2006, a story appeared in an Orlando, Florida daily newspaper about the murder of Alan J. Shalick, the co-writer of the Curious George books. He was also instrumental in bringing the very curious Little Monkey to television. Here are the first 3 paragraphs to that story that appeared in February 9, 2006 from Orlando, Florida. 2 men have been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Alan J. Shalick, 76, who co-wrote Curious George books and helped bring the very curious Little Monkey to television. Rex Spears, ditto, 29, and Vincent Pugliese, 54, were arrested shortly before midnight on Wednesday and confessed to a home invasion, murder, and robbery of Shalick. Sergeant Gladys Cannon of the Boynton Beach Police said Thursday Shalick's bloodied body was discovered, that was in February, under a pile, February 2006, a pile of plastic garbage bags in a driveway at Royal Manor Estates by a maintenance supervisor who went to haul away what appeared to be a pile of trash, according to police. And what makes this story even more interesting, according to several Patriot researchers, is that the inquisitive and devious little monkey was named, supposedly, after George H.W. Bush. Further, the creation of the monkey involves the great inventor Nikola Tesla, 2 of his Jewish immigrant friends who survived the Holocaust, and the Curious George fact that Daddy Bush may actually be the son of Tesla's traitor accountant, George H. Scherf, Sr. Regarding the creation of the Curious George television monkey and the recent murder of one of the monkey's creators, Patriot Brother John apprised the Arctic Beacon, that's my website and news magazine on the Internet, which, by the way, is not updated because the computers are down at my webmaster's house. So this story will be up as soon as we can get the Internet back, I guess because of the inclement weather in Texas. But anyway, Brother John apprised the Arctic Beacon with these very curious, yet-to-be-verified facts. For those of you, and this is Brother John talking, for those of you, and he sent this in an email to me, for those of you who do not know the real story of how the character, Curious George the Monkey, was created, well, then you're in for a real treat. During the 1940s, the greatest inventor who ever lived, Dr. Nikola Tesla, was very good friends with 2 Jewish immigrants who were writers, artists, H.A. and Margaret Ray. The Rays had just barely escaped from the Nazis while fleeing Nazi-occupied France on bicycles. The Rays were telling Dr. Tesla about their ordeal with the Nazis and compared the Nazis to a bunch of evil, devious monkeys. Tesla laughed and then told them his own story about an evil, devious little Nazi monkey named George H. Scherf, Jr., the son of his accountant, George H. Scherf, Sr. We'll get back and finish this story in 3 minutes, and we'll get to my guests on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Investigative Journal at 12.180 shortwave and all the other FM stations that listen. I did want to mention, though, the internet is down at the broadcasting network in Round Rock, Texas due to the ice storm, and they're trying to work hard to get that up quickly. So anyway, I just wanted to make that announcement. Before I get to my two guests, and let me mention one gentleman is Doug. He wants to go by his first name. And the second is Jeff Fisher, who's a whistleblower, school administrator, who has information regarding corruption in a group called Drug Free America. And this goes deep into the heart of the Bush administration, as well as a gentleman by the name of Mel Sembler, who is the ambassador to Rome. So we're going to get to that story in a minute, but just let me finish this story, because this curious little story about Curious George the monkey, we all heard about that. This story is trying to tie this together. Actually, Curious George was named after George H. Bush. Now, anyway, so we're back at the story where Tesla told his two friends, the Rays, these artists who created this monkey, that George was evil, devious, and as curious as could be as a monkey. He was also snooping around trying to steal from Tesla and getting into trouble because he was just so curious. Now, Tesla suggested to H.A. and Margaret Ray that they write children's books about a devious, evil little monkey. We all know, we've all seen Curious George. But that was always getting himself into trouble based on the escapades of George H. Scherf, Jr. And researchers are saying, and we've had stories and I've had gentlemen on my show, who actually claim that George H.W. Bush is actually George H. Scherf, Jr., the son of Tesla's accountant, and they named the little devious monkey after Curious Little George H. Scherf, a.k.a. George W.H. Bush. The rest is history. Now you know, according to these researchers, how the evil, devious little monkey, Curious George, was really created. Well, anyway, go to my website later when the story gets up because of the internet problems we have. It will be up, and you can read the rest of it regarding how exactly was the co-writer of this killed recently, 2 years ago, a year ago in Florida. Was it because he was going to talk and actually tell this story, or was it just a random murder? Well, anyway, go to my website and you can read the rest of the story. But let's get to my guests. They're holding patiently. First, I want to introduce Doug, who's going to introduce Jeff Fisher, who intimately knows the story. It's a very complex story. We're going to try and make it as simple as possible. And, Doug, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing real good, despite the fact the internet's down and we're doing the show from a phone. But anyway.
Well, it sounds like Texas is having some interesting weather, isn't it?
Yeah. And the radio station was even shut down for a day. And now the internet's down because of the freezing lines. But we're going to go forward anyway. And
okay.
This show is archived, so people can get it anyway afterwards. But Doug, why don't you introduce Jeff Fisher for us? And you're going to help me along through this story because it is rather complex.
That would be great if we could do that. Well, first of all, we want to say to all our listeners out there that Mel Sembler is no longer the ambassador to Rome.
Okay.
He was originally the ambassador to Rome. You know, in 2003 and so on, and before that time, he was also the ambassador to Rome for a while, in charge of the school programs. So, Sembler and his wife, Betty Sembler, along with some other interesting characters, which we'll have to get into a little bit later, are the ones who created and founded the STRAIT programs.
Okay.
And the STRAIT programs were basically designed, you know, they were designed around the agenda of combating drugs, so to speak.
Okay.
In other words, they were supposed to be rehabilitation programs, which you would send your students, you know, your kids and so on into these programs, and it would get rid of the drug problem that's going on that they had in the schools and that they had all over the states and so on. But really, this was a very covert operation that was doing many, many different activities associated with torture and brainwashing and secret projects.
Now, this is through supposed program Drug Free America, correct?
Yeah, and this was being conducted by the Drug Free America, which is what they wanted to call themselves after the Straits actually officially closed down. So the Straits was doing a lot of this before. You know, when it was originally called the Straits, it was created back in about 1970.
And I want to just get in here just to let everybody know, Jeff's on the other line, and Jeff, all the lines are live, so I hear you have a bad cough. Try to keep it off the air because I'm having trouble hearing.
I apologize.
So just remember,
it's not a bad cough. What it is, it's lack of sleep, because when you're a whistleblower, you have to always be on the run because everybody wants to arrest you because you know too much.
Okay, good. But just try to remember your line is live.
I apologize.
No problem. Go ahead, Doug.
So be careful about that. And we'll just take it one step at a time here.
Okay.
So basically, this was going on, you know, back in 1970 when this was first created. And it was called the Straits back then.
Okay.
And before that time, it was actually, if you go back even further, you know, you can go back to 1958 and find the same type of program going on. But back then, it was just titled something slightly different. It was called The Seed. And that's something I encourage everybody to go ahead and thoroughly investigate. If they can, go online, go to google.com, look up The Seed, and look up brainwashing. And you'll see the origins of what this really is, what the whole case and everything is really about.
Okay.
So kids, teenagers, immigrants, and so on were actually brought into these programs and physically brainwashed.
I know it's 10 days ago, but Merry Christmas.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Jeff, maybe you could say a little bit about that, just kind of what you discovered about what the type of brainwashing was. Because we know, on one hand, it was associated the same type of brainwashing you would see in North Korean prisons. I mean, they did huge reports on it, didn't they?
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the most interesting points about this is that we keep bringing up is Bay Point School. And Bay
now, where's
Point
the Bay
School,
Point School? Where is Bay Point?
Bay Point School is in the Miami area, Kendall area. They have multiple schools, and they have these programs that are supposed to be to help kids get off drugs and everything.
Now, how did you find out about this? You were an administrator, right?
No. I'm not. That's a misquote. No. I was actually running for the United States House of Representatives against Congressman Mark Foley at the time, and I was introduced to a man by the name of Dr. Piotr Blass. His son was in another drug rehab program that was called Growing Together.
Which is run by the Straits, correct?
Yes, that's what I want to get to. And it's actually an offshoot of the Straits. And I'm helping his son with his attorney, Barry Silver and Annalise Mooring and a few others, trying to get his kid out of this place and doing everything. I put away my whole campaign to help this guy. Did it for free because I'm just a man of God and I'm a children's rights activist. So I wanted to make sure I could help him. I'm going through several weeks of this and we're contacting everybody, every congressman in the area, and we're finding out nothing is going through.
And you contacted Clay Shaw, I understand, too.
Yes, I contacted Clay Shaw. I contacted Mark Foley, my opponent. I contacted Bob Wexler, Elsie Hastings. At one point, we actually had John Kerry helping us. It was interesting. For a while, he was helping us. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, he stopped. But that's okay. It's later on, okay? But the point was, is I'm trying to get this kid out. And Dr. Blass says to me, I sent me this interesting email telling me that I have to meet this man by the name of Sean Lennon, but I have to agree to a loyalty pact. Okay?
But you had to agree with, wait, let me just interject. You had to agree with kind of like a loyalty contract with the Straits operation, with the Drug Free America.
Yeah, that's correct.
To be able to get the information.
The man wrote in code a lot.
Now, just to make things to simplify things, you found out major corruption in this program, correct?
Yes. On July 27th of 2004, finally the meeting is set up. Dr. Blass makes sure that it's set up so I can speak with Sean at a library, a public library in Kendall. And Sean...
Kendall, Florida?
Yeah, Kendall, Florida. It's a suburb of Miami. I ended up going down there later. I'll tell you about that a little later on, okay? And I go down there to speak with Sean. A man by the name of Ben Roth takes me there. It's an interesting day. I start out the day, and my best friend, Lad Diaz, which we'll hear about later about his daughter, Ashley, who becomes a victim of this awful crime later on, several months later, actually on December 8th of 2004, that you'll hear about that later. But most importantly, let's talk about this day. My car breaks down. I go to the bank, and I go to get some money out so I can go to this event that Mark Foley and Clay Shaw are flying on, the new Marine One that they want to introduce. It's supposed to be an all-American thing. Beautiful, beautiful helicopter and everything. And they want me to go. A company called Flight Safety. And his wife worked there, the lad's wife, Mercedes. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Lad's from Puerto Rico. He's American, but he's from Puerto Rico, and she's from the Dominican Republic. And she makes the best, best food I've ever had.
Okay. And his wife worked where?
I'll get back to, I just have to let them know about it, because she's an absolute cook. But the thing was, is I had to get there. My car breaks down completely, and it's gone forever. And it's strange how all my car parts were breaking down. My campaign manager, my first one, had the same kind of problem. Wake up every day, for some reason, with sand in her engine. Something was going on constantly. Her name was Emmy Ross.
Okay.
And my second
Emmy Ross was another one who witnessed this.
Yeah.
Right?
My second campaign manager, Tracy Dorsey, had all kinds of problems. She's related to Ron Brown, and her father was one of the co-inventors of the LEM module, but we'll get into that later. But back to the date, okay? So my car breaks down, and I call Ben Ross, and Ben takes me to the first event, and then he takes me all the way down to Kendall, where I'm going to meet Sean. Sean at a McDonald's. And
Jeff, I'm gonna break in, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and I want to get into the specifics of the actual corruption that you found in this group called Drug Free America. We'll be back with Jeff Fisher in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and my guest is Jeff Fisher, who is a whistleblower who found out massive corruption in an organization called Drug Free America. He's trying at this point to talk about some specifics, but I want to go to Doug, who's knows this story intimately. And I know that Jeff has been traumatized over this story, and being a whistleblower, getting the truth out isn't easy. But this is a very important story because it talks about how our children are being abused through a program that is supposed to be helping them. Now, Jeff, before I get back to you, Doug, can you explain to our listeners the scope
like
of this problem, before we get into the specifics. Go ahead.
The scope of this problem really comes back to what you're dealing with here is the Straits program. So, and it, you know, it's been through several iterations, but when it was renamed to Drug Free America and so on, we have people such as Father Bingham and Father Cassian, who actually goes by the name of Dr. Miller Newton. Okay, and what was happening with them is that they were taking kids, you know, some as young as 10 years old, but many, many teenage kids and other kids, and they were brainwashing them in these schools. So they would take them actually over into Bay Point schools or into Growing Together, and they would have the what they call the older people or the older couples come and, you know, sit on them, come and torture them, come and deprive them of food and water and just sexually abuse them and things like that.
Now, Jeff found out about this problem in Florida, but it extends throughout the United States, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's schools that drug-free America, and especially this time, when it still had a lot of the Straits influence going on, that would be doing this to children in colleges and campuses just across the country.
And so when you guys tried to go public with this, what happened?
Well, what happened was that there was a lot of harassment. You know, people would attack. You know, they attacked him. He did get physically tortured and everything for going public. And he was not able to really get traction with this because it's a complicated story. And really, when we tried to go ahead and go to the courts and everything and start getting this really fully, you know, they just turned it down.
All right. Now, are the congressmen in our government are now aware of the problem?
Oh, they're aware of the problem. In fact, they were...
Mr. Szymanski.
Yes, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Mr. Szymanski, I'd like to let you know that there are 535 offices in the House of Congress, and I'd like to let you know that I visited every single one of them at least five times. I got into town to really work hard on this on July 5th of 2006. I came on Amtrak from L.A. to D.C., and by that day, I was already starting to do things. I started publishing my work at the Library of Congress in the Madison Building. My favorite room is LM133. They know all me there. And I started publishing all the works that I had and all the evidence, and I started going to every single office. I went to everybody, including Mark Foley, and that took guts because the man, you know, it was my opponent.
Yeah, you turned
Mark
Foley in, correct?
Everybody's office.
So
no,
they finally caught him.
Yeah, they finally caught him, which was good. But what I'm saying is they all covered it up to some degree. Now, there are certain members who are working with me, so they covered it up only for a reason, because they're working with me, such as wonderful people like Cynthia McKinney. Oh, she's amazing. I had so much information for her in regards to her elections. She actually called me personally, okay, when I was in, after I got tortured, and that was out last year at Berkeley. But also, Dennis Kucinich has been helping. Barbara Lee's been helping. Ron Paul's office has been helping.
Small bit, but I mean,
I have a few people. The Kennedys. Yeah. Both the Kennedys are helping me. Okay, Patrick and Senator Edward Kennedy. They're both helping me. But there aren't many people, and I do have a very special senator that's helping me. We'll leave that out for now. Okay, I have another senator helping me, but most of them actually did one thing or another.
I actually have one
congressman who put out more than a $50 million bounty on my life. He actually wanted me dead. His name is Rahim Emanuel. And this man, I found out, was a terrorist. And he actually put a hit on me, okay? And I found out about it through the CIA, and it was awful. You know, I really had to go out. I ended up going around the country under the name of Running Man, JF. And this was a horrendous thing. They actually think somebody would do this. Even Mark Foley didn't do this to me. And, you know, this was horrendous that this man would put a hit on me. This man is a terrorist. But I found out later on.
Let me speak a little bit more about that. Now, Rahm Emanuel, he's an important character in all this. He has ties back to the extremist Zionist faction, which is coming out of Israel, you know, that the Catholic Church hierarchy is working with. So he knew everything that was going on with Father Cassian. He understood that this doctor, you know, they call themselves doctors, but this is horrendous stuff.
So you have involvement here with our government, some government officials knowing about this abuse program that's actually being fronted as a program to help people get off drugs.
Yeah, actually being fronted for that purpose. But it's not.
And
really
this
doing
also
that
involves members of the Catholic Church, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Listen, we're going to get back in 3 minutes. Come back, complete. We got another half hour to go, so I want to get down and get through some specifics regarding how many children you think have been abused over the years. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Investigative Journal. And before we get back to my guests, I just wanted to thank both of them, Doug and also Jeff Fisher, for coming forward. This is not an easy story to tell. It's also it's also a story, if it could just finish, it's also a story that implicates very high-level officials in our government who have been covering this up. The abuse that Mr. Fisher found out that is going on with the children through this Drug-Free America program. And I want to help. Want you to help me, Doug, because you know this story. And I want you to help me.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, because I only have a few minutes because I have to get going. Unfortunately, something's come up immediately, and I need to, like a bug, bug out for a few hours, unfortunately. But I wanted to give Mr. Doug does not have certain pieces of information I wanted to have in regards to July 27th and a few other things, just so he can have it, and you guys can have it for your records, and so the people can know about it. Okay,
right,
like we tried to tell you, on July 27, 2004, I meet Sean S. Lennon, okay? And Sean decides to show me all kinds of evidences. Besides emails and stuff, he wants to show me faxes and letters from Jeb Bush. Yes, from Jeb Bush and the Drug-Free America Foundation, like we've been talking about, okay?
Right.
And where he was, of course, we've all learned that he was there fighting the drug issue, okay? But actually was involved in brainwashing students. But it was in regard to defrauding our elections and to launder money. And he also told me, because I was working with Dr. Pierre Blass, that his son,
David Lopez blast, Dr. Blast said, was brainwashed with 23 other kids growing together alone, which we know as an offshoot of Bay Point Schools. But he also told me more than 2,000 kids, I've never told anybody this, more than 2,000 kids in the last 3 years prior to this, the 2004 election, had actually been tortured and been used to do all kinds of programming situations, to commit all kinds of crimes.
Oh my God!
In regards to a man by the name of Jack Abramoff, who was getting money for the school along with Joe Clark and Mel Sembler through the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. They call it APAC. And it was going all the way back to 1998 when he was showing the actual evidence. I discovered it goes back to 1996.
Actually.
But I really want the people to understand that what this really was all about. And he was showing the evidence, and it shocked me because I'm running for Congress, that it was actually in regards to the 2000 election. And they had run full testing of it. And he actually hired a man by the name of Clint Curtis prior to the 2001, way back in actually 98 area, and they had evidence that I got to these wonderful people that Doug represents, the National Whistleblower Hotline, who were very helpful in helping me at least to secure my evidence for people like Patrick J. Fitzgerald and Special Prosecutor Biloxi and wonderful people like FBI agent Tom Hennigan and there's CI contract workers like Jeff Watkins.
I should say one thing. I want to get back
to this evidence.
Tom Hennigan is not currently FBI.
I have to go because there's too many people here.
FBI.
But he also wanted to show me what was going on at Key College.
Try to do one person speak at a time.
I apologize.
All right. Can you cut that out for a second? I need to clarify this. Yeah. Tom Hennigan is not currently an FBI agent, but he is former FBI agent.
Former. Thank you.
Intel. Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can finish.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff. Finish, and then we'll get to Doug. And
I apologize.
Very
okay. So what happened from that point on, right up to October, okay? Sean kept showing you more and more information. What was happening at Bay Point School, Kaiser College, Key College. Plus, there were other locations of schools in California, Texas, and Georgia, okay? He showed me everything from straight survivors and all people that were associated with Mel Sembler. Mel Sembler loves to sue people. He hits them what's called a slap suit, or he bribes them, or actually has them murdered. He was showing me information. See, the problem was Sean had threats to have himself killed, and somebody there had already been killed, and he wanted to tell me about it, but said other kids had been dying recently because of it.
Sean Lennon had a friend in the military, and this is all verified, a friend in the military who was killed by these same people. Just to be able to cover this up, of course.
Now, what he also showed me was he showed me a whole bunch of emails, okay? Emails proving that Joe Clark, who happens to be Catherine Harris's attorney in the 2000 election debacle, had been paying these kids to commit these crimes and election fraud. And some of the money came from overseas that was connected, again, with APAC and Howard Abramson and a few other people. Okay.
Howard Amundson.
Amundson, thank you. I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. I'm not perfect. Okay. This year, I just wanted to let you know that I went back to Florida a few months ago, and I actually got a hold of Joe Clark on the phone. I used a code name of Jeremiah Horseman. I even used a different voice. I told him my name is Jeremiah Horseman. And I told him I worked for APAC, and I actually got him on the phone.
Right, just to fool him and get him on tape for admitting it.
Yes. And I tried to get him to talk about the $10,000 that Dr. Blass got 10 days before the election of 2004. 10 days before the election, Dr. Blass was all happy about me getting everything to John Kerry. And then all of a sudden he gets $10,000. He tells me to drop the whole thing, even though he knows I've got all this proof on not just the 2004 election, the 2002 election, but most importantly, the 2000 election, and that I acquired more information in regards to APAC involvement with the events that led up to 9/11. Now, this really got deep, okay? All of a sudden, I got 9/11 involved, and I had other information that we will hear about later, but not today. But this was like, why are you doing this? Why? And I found out it was because he was a Zionist. He didn't care. All he cared about was if you were Jewish, but he didn't care about anybody else. And since he got his kid out, it was okay. But I said, what about the 23 other kids? He says, oh, tough shit. Can you imagine that he said that? Yet he's actually crazy because he's actually today still freaking out over that. I apologize about my language. However, I also, when he did this, he told me that December reported his activities, besides the Joe Clark, but to Charlie Crist. Now, Charlie Crist ended up becoming the Attorney General for the state of Florida. He even ran for Congress for the governor.
And they call Mr. Sembler the ambassador de Sade for a reason. That's because he has close contact
With Rome all the time, and they were, you know, they were.
Yeah, well, that's because President George W. Bush actually appointed him. It was a payback time.
Problem.
And actually, in 2003, Sembler, while as ambassador, admitted to the press that he was ambassador just for merely political reasons, and he admitted that his synonym, is that how you pronounce it, Mr. Doug?
Synonym.
Okay, did you actually do the actual brainwashing? Could you explain that to them?
Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Okay.
Why don't we...
Synanon is basically, yeah, a church brainwashing program. It's a lot just like the schools that we've been talking about, but it's actually used within the Catholic Church. It's actually sanctioned by these people out there, especially Father Cassie and Father Bingham.
And where are they from? Where are they located?
People don't really know about it, but it has to do with the Church of Scientology. And that goes back to Italy again. You know, you're talking about going right back to Rome. So, in this whole story,
if I could just talk to Doug for a minute.
Yes, go ahead.
In this whole story, Doug, this thing opened up a can of worms that appears to be an ongoing investigation that Jeff's working on, along with the information you found out that connects this drug-free America to a program to abuse children, and then Foley was involved in this, and... It led to election corruption, many, many things. But in a sense, what do you guys hope to accomplish with this? Has anyone?
Well, I guess you know I'm
taking you seriously. What I'm getting at.
I've hit the line for you know, and I'll tell this to people that I've taken it to every single lawyer firm you can probably imagine. I've taken the case, you know, and the information gotten to them. You know, nobody wants to do anything. They don't want to touch Mel Sembler and everything with a 10-foot pole, which is unfortunate. You know, there were children that physically died that there's evidence of and everything. You know, like David Okora, he's one of them who was in Bay Point Schools. He was killed. Another boy named Tommy Brown was killed.
Oh, don't talk about that. That was the most upsetting night in my life when I was down in Florida.
Yeah.
I was in Steak and Shake, and I have to meet. Oh, gosh. It's not. You guys, all you got to do is.
I understand, Jeff.
The people should know. If they can read the whole story online, but all they have to do is type in my name, Jeff Fisher, in a Google search with the words Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. It's horrendous. And, you know, everybody is. It's just like
Mark
oblivious to this
Clay
cause.
Shaw knew about it. Well, Clay Shaw is a Jesuit. You know, he's actually part of the order and everything, so I understand that. But, you know, they knew about it. Robert Wexler knew about it. They all understood that this was going on, but nobody really did anything. You know,
Robert Wexler
decided.
Wasn't
now,
about
this
it.
Program...
When I went to talk to Congressman Robert Wexler about that this year, he actually called the police. He had Detective Bill Zimmerman come up and tell me that I was going to get arrested if I ever showed up in his office again. Well, I showed up in his office again, and guess what? I actually got told that I was going to be barred from the... So I said, I wouldn't go back. I only call him now, but every time I call, they hang up on me.
So they don't want to hear about it. They don't really want to do anything about it.
I don't want to deal anything with the truth because they keep taking money for all kinds of causes. My problem was I wrote a beautiful peace plan in 2003 when I ran for Congress for the Palestinians to coexist with the Israelis.
Right?
And
yeah.
This was backed by 90% of the Hebrews in Israel. Yes, 90% of the Hebrews in Israel are anti-Zionists. Okay, they don't believe in Zionists.
But I'll tell you who didn't want it to pass, and that was Mel Sembler again.
That's correct. Because what I did was I got the church.
Actually, the seventh. Pope Ratzinger.
Right.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just a wonderful peace plan that the Arab Americans loved, that the Palestinians loved, and it was a perfect peace plan. It's not perfect. It can't be better.
Can I go ahead and tell
but
them
where
the to go online
up.
To find out about this so they can read it if they want?
Yeah, why don't you do that, Doug? And, that's Jeff, right. If you could let me... talk with Doug here for a moment to clear
okay,
a couple
I'll
things up.
I'll make you a
up.
Deal. I have to get going. Why don't you finish the interview with him, if that's okay. Does he want me
that's
to stay?
No, that's fine, Jeff. We will talk again.
All right.
And thank you so much. I know it's been a very traumatizing experience.
It's so traumatizing. I just wanted people to know, you know, hold on one second. I just want to make sure
that
we've got everything
understand
that's
understand
done.
This is going on with
I mean,
kids. You know,
we caught Jack Abramoff, okay, because
hope.
Of this. Mr. Abramoff and Clint Curtis are involved together. Mr. Curtis had the audacity to come and tell everybody that he's a whistleblower. And actually, he's one of the chief programmers who stole
right, he
the
was on a, okay.
We,
now, he was
cause,
on a contract
this is my cause, sir, because
Drug Free America.
My cause is that,
correct?
That Al Gore is the
hold on, let me interrupt
elected
just a
president
here.
Of the United States of America. We have enough proof of it. Why does it... United States Supreme Court look at this information, look at all this evidence, and just decide to reverse the charges. That's all I'm asking.
Okay,
want
Jeff.
Al Gore to be the duly elected president to be resigned in by this weekend. There's no reason not for it. I've spoken to millions of people, and they're all waiting on the streets. They already know how
crooked it is. I wish it could happen, too, but I don't think it's going to happen right now. But
I know, and
thing.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Because
Jeff, I want to thank you for sharing this information with
us. You're welcome. Well, I'm more than happy to talk to anyone in the world. They can email me anytime. I got it.
Okay, and we'll give out that email. And I just want to finish our last few minutes here with Doug. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
We'll go ahead and take care of that. But anyway, Clint.
Hey, why don't you, Doug, tell us where you can get some of this information online?
That would be great. Let me just finish that part there so it's clarified on that whole issue. Clint Curtis, he wasn't really involved in this that closely. He was more of a contract type of worker for Drug Free America.
Now, is this program still going on as we speak?
Oh, yeah. Drug Free America is still going on nationwide. I mean, it hasn't changed at all, but the setting and, you know, the time and the names and things like that, you know, they always change. So there are still schools out there that are doing things similar to this, and it's really sad that nobody really wants to stand up to these people, but we just want to kind of get the story out there for sure.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. It sounds like Jeff has been through a traumatizing experience, and I thank you so much for helping me try to keep him on point. Because it is a complicated story, and you can hear in his voice what he's tried to do is go up against probably one of the biggest fascist regimes behind the scenes that we've ever had in this country. And this story, again, is another one that illustrates where the allegiance of these people really lie, not to the American public who want to help children, but in the sense using these programs, as you say, thousands of kids being abused by this Drug Free America program. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is what's really sad, is the Drug Free America program, which is the Drug Free America Foundation and everything, basically controls what you know as the Department of Children and Families.
Okay.
So the Drug Free America, when you got the state of Florida, for instance, in this one instance, is controlling the Department of Children and Families, where over 10,000 kids and everything have disappeared. You know, some of them like David Acora, and you know, Tommy Brown, Tommy Schlett, other names. You know, there's many names out there. Many of them are still missing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But Bay Point Schools and Growing Together and so on. Growing Together, by the way, the good news about that whole situation is that it has closed down. If you go to thestraits.com, you can read up more about everything that was going on there and what happened in the courts with that. So thankfully, they did close the program down, and it's no longer in operation. But Bay Point Schools is another one that's run by Drug Free America, and that's, again, linked directly into the Department of Children and Families, so they have free rein to do most of these, I mean, really horrible things. And they've done some sickening things to students and people in the past.
Yeah,
and so what we tried to do is get this information out there, somebody, you know, could prosecute it, and just open up a huge can of worms, because then you've got what happened in the school there in Florida, where those kids were brainwashed. You know, they did their election projects there. There was some that went on in Tennessee as well. You can read up more about everything that happened there if you go to our website, actually, which is nomorefraud.blogspot.com. That's what we call the National Whistleblower Hotline, and that's where we just collect information from whistleblowers, you know, like Mr. Jeff Fisher, and we go ahead and publish it so that somebody out there will see it, and somebody out there will hopefully do something with it.
And his life has actually been threatened, hasn't it, over this story?
Oh yeah. We've had many, many, many death threats, you know, for him, and also for Mr. Tom Hennigan and other people who've been following the case and actually trying to do something out there. There's a huge amount of resistance to facing the fact that this was going on, and that, you know, there were letters, there were emails, and there were documents coming from 1998. A lot of them you have, actually, Greg, which I gave to you there, but they were coming from 1998. They were even going back to 1996 and sometimes before that, where these students are basically abused, and they did the election fraud in some of these states, and they ran drugs in some of these states, and they were, you know, completely subordinate, it seems like, to this man, to this ambassador, who's not an ambassador anymore, thank God, but he certainly was at the time, and he's Mel Semler. And this guy, he basically runs the state of Florida, as far as I can tell. I don't even think that you could say that the governor does that. So.
Okay, listen, we're going to take a three-minute break, come back for our final five-minute segment with Doug regarding this story with Drug-Free America. Incredible. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Segment this hour on the Investigative Journal, and if you've turned over to listen on 12.180 shortwave or you're listening through a satellite broadcast, I did want to mention that the internet is still down. The internet broadcasts are down today due to inclement weather in Texas. A very terrible ice storm has gone through that state, and I just wanted to mention that, a little program note. Secondly, I wanted to also say this regarding this story, why I wanted to bring, although Jeff Fisher at times was very difficult to understand, you can understand how he's been traumatized. I mean, this case is huge. It goes into the very highest levels of government and into the highest levels of the Catholic Church. And also, according to Doug in the Church of Scientology, well, this program...
Yes, the Church of Scientology. And that's one of the things that I wanted to definitely, when we close up here and finish this, I believe it's very important for people to understand. One thing to help really start to put this picture together is if you can look at Mark Foley, and you look at the situation that happened with Mark Foley, it needs to be understood that Mark Foley is a member of the Church of Scientology.
Okay.
He's one of the, you know, he's one of the, I guess he had a priest there. And so when you look behind the scenes and you really start looking at these school programs or these drug programs that are out there, you'll see these people behind them. You know, it's the Church of Scientology.
And the real sad connection here, too, if you go to my archives on RBN, they're free, go to the Investigative Journal Archives, you're going to see an interview I had recently with a gentleman by the name of Greg Pound, and he's from Florida. And he has told a story about how his four children have been kidnapped for 2 years now by the Department of Children and Family Services there. Due to a small accident. And what happened, this story opened up another can of worms, and how many kids have been taken away from good families in the state of Florida and around the country, Greg has found out. You go to this interview, Doug, and you'll see how this story dovetails. The story you're talking about dovetails.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does.
And
so
he is
the one that Michelle told. Michelle Looney, she's very smart, and it's grateful that she got her story out, because there's thousands of kids out there.
Yeah, and this is going on. They're just hijacking kids, and I mean that. I'm not going to get into the specifics. You can go to my show with Greg Pound on that story in Florida. But this story also dovetails off that. Again, abuse of children through the use of a good, what appears to be a good program. So really the importance is
for a good cause, but
right,
it's not.
For mothers and fathers and people with children, be aware of this. Don't allow these people to get away with this, because you know you're not getting your redress for grievance with anyone in Congress so far, correct?
Oh, no. We've taken it to lawyers. We've taken it to the entire Senate just about. Nobody. I mean, nobody wanted to do anything, not even...
And it's just a perfect example of how they are destroying the American fabric, the family fabric of our country. And in turn, we have a bunch of crooked politicians who are covering up for these programs and probably making a lot of money off of it, too.
Yeah, I imagine that they really are. And Mark Foley, again, he worked in Bay Point Schools. Yeah, he was an administrator there. Fisher may have been. He was a temporary teacher.
And that's how Jeff found out about it.
Mark Foley worked there.
And that's how Jeff found. Yeah, Jeff found out about it because he was a temporary teacher, correct?
Yeah. So these are the type of people that are there. So you have to be aware out there that they're putting themselves in charge of the schools, and you may not even understand that they're there.
Well, listen.
Really look.
I want to thank you so much for being out. We're all out of time, and we'll talk again. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to be back right after this short break with my next guest on the Investigative Journal.